Mike Myers wore a Canada is not for sale shirt on SNL because Musk really hurt our feelings. By Paul Bois on April 28, 2025. Austin Powers star Mike Myers explained why he publicly protested in favor of Canada during a recent Saturday Night Live appearance, saying it was sparked by a comment from Elon Musk. Speaking with the New York Times, Myers said that he had no intention of wearing his Canada is not for sale t-shirt on the show until Trump called for it become the 51st state and Elon Musk said it was not a real country. Comedian Mike Myers represented his country of origin during a recent appearance on Saturday Night Live in which he wore a Canada is not for sale t-shirt in response for President Trump's call to make it the 51st state. "What happened came from my ankles and from my brain and from my heart. And it was not about me, it was about my country," he said. "I wanted to send a message home to say that I'm with you, you know." Myers said Canadians, who were seen booing the U.S. national anthem at hockey games, have a lot of hurt feelings. "What's happened has really hurt our feelings," he said. "We love America. We love you guys. We don't understand what this madness is." Myers moved to the United States in 1988 for a career in the entertainment industry and he has dual citizenship with Canada, which named two streets after him. "I'm also an American citizen. And I took my oath very seriously," he said. "That's what's so crazy. Americans are the last people you would think would ever be a threat to us." As Breitbart News reported in March, Myers joined the Canadian election campaign in favor of the Liberals wearing an anti-Trump Never 51 shirt. Canadian-born actor Mike Myers has injected himself into the looming Canada election by appearing in a ringside video with recently anointed Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to embrace the maple leaf flag and declare his allegiance to the Liberal leader, said the report. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.